Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank. As the Powell Pioneers over the weekend last Friday were on the road to take on Riverton, and for the Pioneers, once again, a split against the Riverton Raiders. The Pioneers saw Riverton score in the bottom of the seventh inning to beat them 6-5. But then Powell took the nightcap 17-7. In that first game, the Pioneers were down by three going into the final inning. But Trey Stenerson led off with a double. Colin Queen hit a single, completing his 4-for-4 performance in that game, along with an RBI. And then Brock Johnson came up and hit a 2-run base hit to cut the lead to one. He ended up advancing to third. Cade Queen hit a sacrifice fly to tie the game at five. But the bottom of the seventh opened up with a walk to Aquilo Friday, the winning pitcher in the game. He advanced after that all the way to third base, and it was an error that brought him in to win the game 6-5, despite Powell out-hitting the Riverton Raiders 12-3 in that game. In the second game, the Pioneers took advantage of a lot of walks by the pitcher to start with, as he ended up with 7 walks in 2 1/3 inning. And the Pioneers scored 5 runs in the first inning and never looked back. They scored 3 in the second. Their backbreaker was a 7-run sixth inning for Brock Johnson. He went 4-for-4 with 3 runs scored and 2 RBIs. Colin Queen held to only 1 of 3 hitting, scoring 2 runs and walking 3 times in the game, as the Pioneers ended up taking advantage of 14 free passes by Riverton pitching to come up with a split in that game. So next up for the Pioneers will be later on this afternoon, as they hit the road to take on the Billings Cardinals beginning at 5 p.m. You can tune into that game right here on KPOW. Also, from over the weekend, the Cody Cubs were in action. First in competition in Douglas on Saturday, as the Cubs ended up winning the first game 9-8. Phillips with a game-winning 3-run double in the seventh inning for the Cubs. Then Douglas came back in the second to win 13-8. Renner for Douglas with a 3-run home run and 5 RBIs in that win. Then Cody returned home to take Laurel Dodgers, and it was all Cody, as Laurel ended up giving up 25 runs in the double dip. Cubs took advantage of 9 walks and 2 errors in the first game to win 11-1. And in the nightcap, it was Grenz with 4 hits and a home run, and Blatt with 2 hits, including a home run and 5 RBIs, as Cody stopped Laurel 14-5. Once again, Pioneer Baseball coming up this afternoon, beginning at 5 p.m. from Billings, right here on KPOW. We're back with more after this.